Hello, everyone. I'm Terry Doyle. Welcome to this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Warrior. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to an OHL graduate who captured a bronze medal at last weekend's CIS National Hockey Championship. But first, this week's Pioneer Energy OHL Player of the Week is Calgary Flames first-round pick Sam Bennett of the Kingston Frontenacs. He had 10 points in 3 games last week with 6 goals and 4 assists and was a +4. The 18-year-old, now in his 3rd season in the OHL, just recently returning in late February to the Frontenacs, putting up quite the numbers so far in his first 9 games in Kingston, 21 points. Sam Bennett, among many players recognized in the 2014-2015 OHL Coaches Poll, this is where the coaches from around the Ontario Hockey League are surveyed about players from within their conference on various skills, whether it's most dangerous in the goal area, hardest worker, underrated player, and many more. You can check out the results at OntarioHockeyLeague.com. Andrew D'Agostini suited up as a goaltender for the Peterborough Petes before moving on to the University of Guelph this season. He posted a 2.27 goals against average at the recent CIS National Championship, backstopping the Griffins to a bronze medal. Certainly quite a performance for the University of Guelph that featured 13 OHL graduates, while the champions, the University of New Brunswick Varsity Reds, had 8 OHL graduates on their team. But as for Andrew D'Agostini, certainly very pleased with the way things have come together in Guelph this season.
And Andrew, let's talk about year one of OUA hockey and CIS hockey. The season wrapped up with the bronze medal this past weekend, but tell me about what that whole experience was like this year.
Well, it was an awesome experience. We had a rough start to the year, both on and off the ice. My first roommate, he's actually the first person I met here in Guelph, ended up being diagnosed with cancer and passed away within a month, which was not really how we wanted to get things going. But I think the team kind of rallied around that and had a, you know, more of a purpose to win hockey games, not just, you know, the season wasn't just about winning hockey games. It was about understanding and appreciating life a little bit more. And I think that, you know, the beginning of the year did that for us. But we had a rough start to the season. We only had 3 wins going into Christmas. And we had a much-needed break, got back at it, and had an incredible second half and an even better run in the playoffs, which landed us a Queen's Cup gold medal and a third-place bronze medal at the national championship.
Did you find, and just even that experience you went through and with the guys, that it's almost that maturing process that you go through coming out of, you know, in junior hockey when things are, you know, certainly taken care of for you of a lot with billets and the teams versus, you know, being in university, a lot more is sort of expected of you as part of that whole maturing process?
Yeah, for sure. You definitely become more independent, you know, more than I even realized. You know, you think that you're learning how to do everything on your own when you're in major junior, which of course it's a, you know, the CHL does a great job doing that. But it's like another level. Once you come to university, you got to balance the schoolwork. You got to do things like you're cooking your own meals. You're doing laundry and you got to fit it all in. So it was tough to start. But you get the hang of it pretty quick and roommates are always good to help you out and support each other. So it was a learning experience, but it's something that obviously benefits you and prepares you for real life after, you know, after university.
Andrew, when you came to the OHL, you knew you had a school package, but I would think at the time, as a lot of players when they first come in, they're looking straight ahead at hockey. Is this something now where people told you about it when you first came in, but now you're experiencing and sort of living that whole idea that, you know, there is an OHL education package for you?
Yeah, obviously coming into the OHL when I was 16, ideally I would have liked to move on to pro as soon as I could, but realistically that is not always the case. But with, you know, such a great school package and a program that the OHL puts on, this has been fantastic, a great experience for me, and to have school pretty much covered is just, you know, an added bonus. You're getting your degree. And a lot of players, it's an underrated league. There's a lot of great players in the league, and a lot of players that move on to professional hockey afterwards. So, it's not the end of the road by any means. There's a lot of players that, that can still have great careers in Europe and, you know, even jump into the coast and working their way up over here in North America. I've seen it happen with a few guys at the same time, of course, to have a degree in the back pocket doesn't hurt. So it's a great program put on by the Ontario Hockey League, and I'm happy to be using it right now.
You're not far removed from, obviously, your time in Peterborough, and I'm sure it even felt even closer to home when you went back there this year to drop the ceremonial face-off. I'm sure it was really nice just to go back and see some familiar faces.
Oh, for sure. It was like I never skipped a beat, and to get back there and see all the friends I made and, people that I can now call family was awesome. And they were very supportive. And to have the cystic fibrosis awareness and to still have that night and the Face for CF initiative going on in Peterborough really means a lot to me. I think they realize how much it did mean to me and that I appreciate them keeping the initiative alive over there. It is pretty special and speaks a lot about the organization with the Peterborough Peets. It was good to go out and drop the puck, and I think it went pretty smooth. So I was very happy about how everything went, and they raised a ton of money for CF, so that's the most important part.
Did it feel weird going back into the Memorial Center, though, and not going into the dressing room and suiting up and, skating out for 7 o'clock start?
It did feel very weird. I remember because I had some family there as well, just sitting in the stands watching a Peets game, something that I don't know if I've ever done before. It felt very, very different. I was anxious to get on the ice. Unfortunately, I couldn't. But, to get the perspective of being in the stands and being a fan and cheering them on and not being able to help them out on the ice was different. But that's the reality of it, is you spend your time in the OHL and then you move on.
That was OHL graduate Andrew D'Agostini, goaltender for the University of Guelph Griffins, the CIS bronze medalist. Here's a look at this week's BMO CHL Top 10 rankings, and once again, the Oshawa Generals number one across the country, the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds in the number three position, while the Erie Otters have moved up one spot. They were sixth last week, now coming in at the number five position. Honorable mention this week to the Barrie Colts. That's going to do it for our show this week. As we count down to the OHL playoffs, be sure to follow the OHL playoff tracker at OntarioHockeyLeague.com. I'm Terry Doyle. You've been listening to OHL News, presented by Warrior. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.